does the name Pavlov ring a bell? The concept of classical conditioning is studied by every entry-level psychology student. So it may be surprising to learn that the man who first noted the phenomenon of classical conditioning was not a psychologist at all. Ivan Pavlov was a physiologist who went on to win the 1904 Nobel Prize for his work studying digestive processes. It was while studying digestion in dogs that Pavlov noted an interesting occurrence. His canine subjects would begin to salivate whenever an assistant entered the room. In his research, Pavlov and his assistants would introduce a variety of edible and non-edible items and then measure the saliva production that the items produced. Salivation, he noted, is a reflexive process. It occurs automatically in response to a specific stimulus and is not under conscious control. However, Pavlov noted that the dogs would often begin salivating in the absence of food and smell, and he quickly realized that this salivary response was not due to an automatic physiological process. Based on his observations, Pavlov suggested that the salivation was a learned response. The dogs were responding to the sight of the research assistant's white lab coats, which the animals had come to associate with the presentation of food. Unlike the salivary response to the presentation of food, which is an unconditioned reflex, salivating to the expectation of food is a conditioned reflex. And that's what you are learning. You're learning a conditioned reflex. Take your shirt off.
Be a good boy. Take your shirt off.
Take a deep breath. Relax.
Be a good boy. Relax.
Yes. Yes. Relax. Take a deep breath. It feels good.
Good boy. Follow along.
Yes. Yes. Feeling good. Take hold of your nipples.
Good boy.
Take a deep breath. Relax.
Be a good boy. Relax.
Yes. Yes. Relax. Take a deep breath. It feels good.
It's good to do as you're told.
Yes. Yes. Feeling good. You should be concerned. You should be concerned. This trance is conditioning you to obey.
It's okay to be curious. Would you like to find out? This be a good boy and obey.
You should be alarmed. You should be alarmed to let someone else control you.
It's exciting. Someone else control. Are you curious?
Take a deep breath. Relax. Yes. Yes. Relax.
You're going to sleep.
Take a deep breath. It feels good. Yes. Yes. Feeling good.
Sleep.
Let go of your nipples. Let go. Just relax your hands. In a moment, I'm going to say, good boy. When I do, then take hold of your nipples again. Roll them back and forth. Just enjoy the feeling. Eventually, I'm going to say, sleep. When I do, let go of your nips. Let go and enjoy the feeling. Are you ready? It's going to feel great. Good boy.
Take hold of your nipples. Roll them back and forth.
Sleep.
Let go. It feels good to be relaxed.
Good boy. Sleep. Good boy. Sleep. Good boy. Sleep. Good boy. Sleep. Does the name Pavlov ring a bell? After Pavlov discovered his dogs were responding to the sight of research assistant white lab coats, he focused on investigating exactly how a conditioned response is learned or acquired. In a series of experiments, he set out to intentionally provoke a conditioned response to a previously neutral stimulus. He chose to use food as the unconditioned stimulus, the stimulus that evokes a response naturally and automatically. It was the sound of a metronome that was chosen to be the neutral stimulus. The dogs would first be exposed to the sound of the ticking metronome, and then the food was immediately presented. After several conditioning trials, Pavlov noted that the dogs began to salivate after hearing the metronome. It was a stimulus, which was neutral in and of itself, that had somehow been superimposed upon the action of the inborn elementary reflex. In other words, the previously neutral stimulus, the metronome, had become what is known as a conditioned stimulus, and then provoked a conditioned response. Take a deep breath. Relax. Yes. Yes. Relax.
You're going to sleep.
Take a deep breath. It feels good. Yes. Yes. Feeling good. In a moment, I'm going to say, sleep. When I do, then take hold of your nipples. Roll them back and forth, just enjoying the feeling. Eventually, I'm going to say, good boy. When I do, let go of your nips. Let go and enjoy the feeling. Are you ready? It's going to feel fantastic.
Sleep. Take hold of your nipples. Roll them back and forth.
Good boy.
Let go. It feels good to do as you're told.
Sleep. Good boy.
Sleep.
Good boy.
Sleep.
Sleep. Good boy.
Sleep.
Good boy. Take a deep breath. It feels good. Yes. Yes. Feeling good. Does the name Pavlov ring a bell? Pavlov's discovery of classical conditioning remains one of the most important in psychology's history. In addition to forming the basis of what would become behavioral psychology, The conditioning process remains important today for numerous reasons, including behavior modification. While Pavlov may not have been a psychologist, his contribution to psychology has helped make the discipline what it is today, and will continue to shape our understanding of human behavior for years to come.